It's Monday, July 21st, 2008.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Hide yourselves from me. Sit up straight and tap that wood block till three. Form a circle on cue round Jackie. Let's dance, sweetheart. Shelter me from reality. You made your secrets overexposed, and there are some things your parents should never know. And if I were you, I would write down 10,000 times I must keep up my double standards like a new stone hen. Balancing books, we fork out for 5 grams, crushing up chalk. It's so nice to go for a stroll or a walk, I understand. You talk the talk, walk at my tape collection and clothes. I can't see you, you don't make a sound. I wish the snow came round in the summertime, just to quilt the ground where we fall face down in the littles. It will sugar our tongues and our noses, make the hymn sound sweet. And leave no trace of the dust. Liquidize the crystals and glass pipes. God knows you could hide those sweets in your nose. If you have a straight back, you're a straight-laced boy. Your hand on your lips and away from your sister's slips. And there's no flip side, you decide one way or another.
A band from the UK that was Left With Pictures. That was a song called 1-2-3 Go from their Making Chalk EP, which you can get on their website. It's a pretty decent song, and like most of their songs, I think it starts stronger than it is. Like their songs seem to be really great at beginning, and then they just kind of don't ever quite blow up the way you want them to or something, but they're all pretty good. None of the songs are bad, they're all just about like that one. Which that was 1-2-3 Go, pretty decent song from their Making Chalk EP. You should pick it up from their website. There's also a song of theirs on a compilation in eMusic, probably other places too, which is pretty good. So you should buy that. I'll link to it on the site. Okay, up next, a band from Mexico City, Mexico. They're called Hello Seahorse, and I heard about them from the great Neil Holman of Ritmo Latino. I've been told to roll the R, so there you go, Neil. Hello Seahorse, they're great. He played them on a show a few weeks back now, and it was awesome, so I had to steal it and put it on my show. We're gonna hear a different song than he played, followed by another song from an album he didn't play at all. First, we're going to hear The Island Trip off their new album, which you can get for free from MySpace. Look for links at thesoundsofmyhead.com. This song's called The Island Trip. Then, after it, we're going to hear a song called Cassette, which came from their album And the Jellyfish Parade. So the title would have been Hello Seahorse and the Jellyfish Parade. You can get that album in eMusic or anywhere else where fine records are sold. So check it out, the excellent indie pop sounds of Hello Seahorse, courtesy of Ritmo Latino, but right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Significant economic differences between what the Bush administration has put forward over these many years as opposed to now what John McCain supports?
The contrast on NAFTA. I mean, I think that the bigger issue is credibility in where one is coming from on are they consistent where they come from.
But as far as NAFTA is concerned, McCain and Bush are on the same page.
They are, for free trade.
Y no quieras ser. platypus and perfect Aphrodite. Charlie come with opposing thumbs to question the Almighty. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. See the dancing president, the congressman and teacher, jump into the music of the wealthy Midwest preacher. Charlie come with a brand new dance, get on the floor and follow. Find yourself a partner and we'll swing into tomorrow. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Truth by stepping out, come join the worldwide party. Charge your glass and face the world, we'll drink a toast to Charlie. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder.
Well, you know, it is interesting. We were having this conversation in the 1970s. It was kind of when I was just coming of age and coming to consciousness about the political world, and I was in college. And we had Wendell Berry's Unsettling of America, I think, in 1977. Francis Moore LePay's book, Diet for a Small Planet, a couple years later. We had all this, and we had the president talking about energy crisis and putting on a sweater and lowering the thermostat, Jimmy Carter I'm talking about, and putting solar panels up on the roof of the White House. There was an energy crisis, and it was driven then by a spike in the price of energy, such as we're having today. And it was a simpler time. We didn't, around food, have an obesity crisis, and we didn't, around energy, have climate change. We would give a lot for their crises right now. They look pretty easy to solve compared to what we face. But we dropped the thread of that conversation, and it happened when Reagan was elected.
I'm a loner, alone with neuroses and hate. Anger is a permanent character trait. My letter bombs are primed and they're ready to send. Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a wound-up whiner with a fetish for guns. I'm almost 50 and I live with my mum. I hope my nude picture doesn't offend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she'd never add me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a recovering alcoholic, I rarely leave my room. Peeping through the curtains in my dog costume. The voices in my head, oh, they'll get me in the end. Would you like to have me as a friend? I'd really like to mail you the picture that I drew. It's Kylie's body, but the head is you. I've asked you 50 times before, I'm asking you again. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never add me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? to have me as a friend. Here's a picture of me in my Nazi uniform, doing a trick with an egg that I like to perform at a monster truck rally that my mom and me attend. Would you like to have me as a friend? I've added Britney and Paris and you and Tom. I'm going to find your address so I can visit you at home. I don't like people, but I like to pretend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend?
Oh, those funny characters. That was Chumbawamba. You remember Chumbawamba from the I Get Knocked Down But I Get Up Again days? Cue it!
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
That's the song. Okay. Chumbawamba, they're kind of an anti-establishment band that's been all over the map since the early 80s, doing all sorts of everything from, like, punk music to techno to, of course, that right there, which was good old-fashioned Peter, Paul, and Mary style folk. Can't beat it. I love Chumbawamba for the fact that they are so incredibly diverse. We just heard two songs. We heard Charlie and Add Me, both very good songs and lyrically quite delicious. It's from a brand new album that they have called The Boy Bands Have Won, which I'm afraid that may be true, but you wouldn't know about it if you only listened to my show, because I'm pretty sure I don't play the boy bands. If I have, and I'm ignorant to it, then I apologize. Okay, up next, a band who's probably a bit more in the vein of the boy bands than most of the things I play. They're called Bittersweet. They're from Los Angeles, California, and they're an excellent, excellent band, if I think maybe more popular than most stuff I play. I don't know. I've seen their stuff on the wall at Starbucks. That's why I think they're famous, because if your stuff is being sold at Starbucks, I just assume everyone's heard of it, right? So we're going to hear two most excellent songs from their new album called Drama. We're going to hear Neurosis followed by The Bomb, both of which are completely great. So if you like these two songs, you're going to want to check out the entire Drama album, which you can pick up, I'm pretty sure, anywhere, including Starbucks. But here it is right now on The Sounds of My Head. Sad demise, what can I say?
80s, you know, Reagan took the solar panels off the roof of the White House. The price of gas goes down. Carter was belittled for his concern. It was a shrinking of the American horizon. The whole idea of limits was discredited by Morning in America and the promise of unlimited growth once again. Tax cuts would drive growth, and growth would solve all our problems. So we had a kind of interruption in this conversation. And lo and behold, you know, 30 years goes by, 35 years, and we find ourselves with another oil shock, another food shock. We also had a food shock in the 70s. And so we're resuming that conversation that was aborted, and none too soon. But it is remarkable when you read those two books in particular, how much was understood then and foreseen. You know, had we hearkened to Wendell Berry and Anna Moore LaPay, many of the problems we're facing today would be much less severe than they are. But, you know, cultures have moments when they're willing to listen and have moments where they turn a deaf ear. And right now, the culture wants to listen again.
Be my lips. Be all that you can be. Make a difference. Give your dreams to me. Just like the television shows. Join the army. Get ahead, oh please. No time for sleeping, there's too much to do. Don't you forget that we do what they want us to. Let's get nice, let's spend the money. Oh, oh, take a shot of honey. Let's break out, life's just a party. Oh, oh, work the solitary. All your heart's desires. Take a boat ride through the sky and play. Go where it is you want to go. See the world on a float someday. They can be lazy or have some real fun. Nothing's too crazy. Politicians can't get down. Let's get nice, let's spend the money. Oh, oh, take a shot of honey. Let's break out, life's just a party. Oh, oh, you decide, Jerry. Rose-colored glasses seem to be the rage. Oh, Mr. President, in bed with terror.
Wrapping up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Dengue Fever, a band I love a lot. They're also from Los Angeles, and they're super great. And this album came out a long time ago, and it's one of those things where I've been intending to put it on the show, like, since it came out, basically. But I was going to do a special episode once, and then that kind of, I ended up pulling it from it. And anyway, I just never got around to putting it on the show, but it's great. So the album's great, and if you like Dengue Fever, you should absolutely already have this album. But we're going to hear a song from it called Tiger Phone Card. It's from their newest album, Venus on Earth, which is totally solid. So check it out, Dengue Fever, Tiger Phone Card, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
You live in Phnom Penh. Check my email.
I'm too geared up to fall asleep.
So I'll write you back and count the days.
thousand feet high, flying through the dead of night. I took an Ambien and you came to visit me in my dream.
You were bed in blue light, floating right in front of me. Your face was so, 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 so bright. I had to close my eyes to see.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Jump in the Line and Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, both covered by Paul McDermott from his album Steal Away. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com. My name's Daniel. I'll see you in 2 weeks on August 4th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.